Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we're going to hopefully inform you of some local happenings, some events, and just some general information that's going on about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey. I'm coming to you live at WVFB from the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. Our radio broadcast is sponsored in part, and it's hosted by the Three-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, along with other local civic-minded businesses. If you would like to become a sponsor for this Clay County Corner weekly program, give us a call at 931-243-3338. You can hear these live broadcasts every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. And then again, as it will be replayed this evening on Kix Country 101.5 at 6 o'clock p.m. And don't forget, you can also catch the show online if you miss it at www.delhollowhorizon.org. Just visit the Horizon webpage and click on the most recent show, or you can click on any of the archived shows that you might want to hear again. We have another good show for you this morning over the next hour with a couple of guests who are going to be sharing some local events and some general information. Before we get started, I want to remind our listeners to call in with guest or topic ideas or any news of events or activities that are coming up in the near future. The holidays are just around the corner, and there's a lot going on. So call in and let us know events that are happening so we can put them on the Clay County Corner. I know there's a lot of stuff that's planned in the next couple of months. On the lineup today is Al Westbrook with Troop 191, James Allen King with East 52 Fire Department, and Doug Young with the grants available to community organizations and the upcoming charrette. Birthday and anniversary announcements for the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake will be close to the end of the show. Be sure to call in for birthday and anniversary announcements for each week. Just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Someone will win a Salina Dairy Queen cake every Thursday if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their filling breakfasts and their great lunches and dinner menus. Listen today at the end of the show for this week's birthday and anniversary announcements, and for the Salina Dairy Queen Cake winner. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber today after 10:30 this morning. Start calling today for next week's announcements, which will cover the week of October 31st, Halloween, through November the 6th. And I want to say welcome home to some of our military members. Chris Boone came home in September, and Brock Strong came home in August, and soon to be home is the 82nd Airborne and the 1176th Transport Company. We want to welcome all those guys back to the United States. I'd like to say, too, the Grace Free Food Kitchen, I want to keep bringing that up because they continue to serve weekly on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. This is at the Methodist Church Activity Building. Everyone's welcome. If you have questions, call 243-3739. Donations of food, especially any fresh food items or frozen, anything like that, is very, very much appreciated to help them out. And cash donations are also appreciated. We're going to be talking about an open house that's coming up November the 1st later on in the show. And I would like to say welcome to Mitch Gray and Cumberland Bioscience to Clay County. Be watching the local papers or reading the local papers and listening to the Clay County Corner for updates on this group that's just moved into Clay County. I'm going to pause for a short break, and then I'll be returning with Al Westbrook with Troop 191 Boy Scouts in Clay County.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to lead-free or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I've got sitting with me here today, this morning, I have Mr. Al Westbrook, and he's going to be, you know, this month is Fire Safety Month.
Right.
And Al has agreed to come on and spend a little time with us each day this month, or each Thursday on the Clay County Corner this month, so that he could tell us more about what's going on with Fire Safety Month. Al, I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. This month, October, every year is Fire Safety Month, and the second week in October is recognized nationwide as Fire Safety Fire Prevention Week because of the devastating fire that occurred about 100 years ago in Chicago. Everybody's heard about the Great Chicago Fire that everybody thinks started with Mrs. O'Leary's cow. But this is the end of October, and we wanted to go over some fire prevention tips. So let's go over a checklist, because most fatal fire deaths or most fire-related deaths occur at home, usually in the nighttime. Most property loss is during the day when nobody is home. So let's take a tour of inside of your home and use a checklist and just see how safe your household is from fire. Starting in the kitchen, is there someone who stays in the kitchen the entire time while cooking is taking place? Because unattended cooking is one of the leading causes of kitchen or cooking fires.
Probably not everybody's staying in there.
Exactly.
That doesn't happen at my house.
Is your stovetop clean and uncluttered? A greasy or cluttered stovetop can lead to fires. Please, you need to clean your stove surfaces routinely. Keep towels, cooking utensils, food, packaging, recipes, cookbooks, and other flammable objects away from the burners. The oven and the broiler should be cleaned on a regular basis because greasy buildup or spilled foods can catch fire. Is there a oven mitt within easy reach of the stove every time you're cooking? Using an oven mitt can prevent burns and spilled food that could catch fire. Is the pan lid within easy reach? If a pan of food catches on fire while you're cooking, you can slide the lid over the pan to smother the flames and then turn off the burner, and then using a mitt, move the pan off of the eye.
Don't get excited and start running.
Don't ever try to carry or move the pan while it's still burning. Leave the lid in place until the pan is cool to the touch. If the fire spreads, leave and call the fire department from outside. We always say, go outside and stay there. Never go back in. Call 911 from a neighbor's house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're cooking and using an iron skillet, I know my grandmother's skillet never came with a lid, but just about everybody's got a square or oblong or round pizza pan.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it on the counter and within easy reach when you're using the iron skillet. You can do the same thing, smother them out. Now, are your electrical appliances in good condition?
Mm-hmm.
You need to replace or service any appliance that shows the warning signs, gives you a shock when you touch it, I'd get rid of it. Gets too hot or gives off smoke or smell when you use it. And also, you can have the frayed or cracked electrical cords replaced if you don't want to get rid of the item. Are your electrical loads on outlets properly limited?
Mm-hmm.
No more than one heating-producing appliance, a toaster, coffee maker, the waffle iron. It's getting that time of year where waffles would be great in the morning. Should be plugged into an outlet. In your living area.
So those need to be in separate outlets?
If possible.
If possible.
Or if you are building a new home, new construction, or remodeling, put a plug strip on the wall, back on the backsplash.
And certainly not plugged into an extension cord.
No, no. Is someone in your household a smoker? Use large, deep, non-tip ashtrays. Don't just dump cigarettes into the wastebasket when you're getting ready to go to bed. Make sure that every item in the ashtray is out if you need to. Pour the last bit of coffee in it. Make sure everything's wet and out before you empty it into a trash can. And also, if you've had a party, check the furniture to make sure there's not a smoldering butt that's fallen down between the cushions. Are your portable and other space heaters? It's that time of year. We used space heater last night. Is it with at least 3 feet from anything that could burn? Are you turning your space heaters off before you go to bed, or are you checking them? Do you turn them off before you leave the house? Work. You need to closely supervise children and pets. The dog only needs to get burned one time, and the cat too, but they'll leave it
alone. They learn.
They'll learn. Do you have sturdy screens in front of your fireplace? A heavy metal screen or built-in glass door helps contain the fireplace fires and keep sparks from popping out into the living room floor.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of wood stoves and chimneys, did you get your chimney cleaned back during the summer? Your chimney needs to be professionally cleaned and inspected periodically. You can clean it of the debris and creosote, but on at least every other year, have a professional that's licensed and bonded check it for cracks and so forth. Minimize the buildup. Burn only dry, seasoned hardwoods in your fireplaces and wood-burning stoves. And please, don't ever burn trash in either one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep matches and lighters out of sight and out of reach of children? Matches and lighters should be kept up high and out of sight in a drawer or cabinet, preferably well out of the reach of curious children.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about smoke detectors and sprinklers. Are there working smoke detectors installed on every floor of your home? If not, please do so. Smoke detectors save lives by giving early warning about a fire and give you time to escape. Now, this particular weekend would be a good time to pay attention to your smoke detector.
Absolutely.
Because this weekend we're doing the fall back with daylight savings time. So not only Saturday night, please remember to set your clocks back 1 hour, but take the opportunity this weekend to change the batteries in all of your smoke detectors. Also, if you can't remember how old that smoke detector is, and it could be close to 10 years old, replace the entire spectrum and replace them with new ones, some of which have a sealed battery compartment. You install it and forget it. I would suggest you write the date of 9 years from now on the face of it, mm-hmm. so that all you've got to do is at a glance go, oh, it's not that year, it's not that time yet to get rid of that one. And also check them every month. That's why there's a test button.
Mm-hmm. Loud though it is, still test it.
And when you let go of the test button, it'll quit beeping. So that way you can make sure that they all work. You need to test your smoke detectors at least once a month by pushing the test button and replace the batteries once a year at least. If the thing's chirping, it's telling you it's got a low battery,
mm-hmm.
and never borrow a battery from one smoke detector to put in another. Are your smoke detectors clean? Well, how do you know? Well, when you're vacuuming, vacuum the front of the smoke detectors to remove any dust that may have mm-hmm. gotten into them. And it says on there, on the front, don't paint. So never paint your smoke detectors. Also, are your smoke detectors younger than 10 years old? Well, we just said, if they're older than 10 years old, you need to replace them because they don't last forever. They lose their sensitivity over time. So if they're close to 10 years old or you can't remember, then go out and get a couple of them this weekend. Do you know that fire sprinklers, water sprinklers, can be installed in existing homes? Usually for about $100 on average for every 100 square foot. So about $1 per square foot of your household in an existing home, sprinklers can be installed.
Al, that is some great information. We need to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and if you will, share some more tips for us. Thank you so much. We're taking a short break for our sponsors.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Drug abuse is on the rise with our youth, and the consequences can be deadly. What's in your medicine cabinet? Learn how to keep your kids safe. Call Narconon and find out how to prevent prescription drug abuse in your family. Call Narconon, 877-413-3073. That's 877-413-3073. Or drugsknow.com.
And we're back now. This is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner, live at the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. Al, you were giving us some really good tips on, if you've not been listening, if you're just tuning in, Al Westbrook is here with Troop 191, and he's been giving us some tips on fire safety. Yes. It's something very important that we all need to be aware of.
Absolutely. As a firefighter with Baptist Ridge Fire Department here in Clay County, I want folks to know that I'm not here representing just my fire department, but all of the fire departments in Clay County. And please, by all means, support your local fire department. Talk about escaping the home if there's a fire or an emergency. do you have a home escape plan? Or as we teach the kids at school, an EDITH. EDITH is a what, not a who. Escape drills in the home, EDITH. Every household should have an EDITH or an escape plan, and you should actually practice it once, if not twice a year, just like they do at the schools. They practice a fire drill so that the kids and the staff know what to do in a case of an emergency.
And that's legal, Al. They have to do that.
Yes.
But this would be a love drill. You know,
yes.
you love your family, and
yes.
it's not a good idea to have a plan and just talk about it.
That's right. But everybody in the household that lives there, and when we have people come over to visit, if they're staying overnight, we make sure that they know what our home plan is, starting with, can you get out of each room of the house two different ways? Everybody in the house needs to know that.
Mm-hmm, they do.
There needs to be a meeting place. Once you escape the home, everybody has to go to the same place so that mom or dad or the responsible adult can count heads.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing would be worse than everybody gets out front in the front yard except one of the children who goes into the backyard because they think the dog would be afraid of the fire truck siren.
Right.
This actually happened, and the dad tried to go back in the house, and the firefighters arrived shortly after, and they found him overcome by the smoke about 10 feet inside the home. They were able to get him out, and friends of mine that work in Rutherford County with the ambulance service were able to revive him, but he is permanently disabled because of the damage the poisons and the heat
right.
and the smoke did to his lungs. So once you get out, you stay out. Are there two ways out of every room? That includes a window in a fire. The exit exists, may be blocked by smoke or fire, so you've got to be able to know what is the primary and what would be a secondary exit out of that room. If you have security bars on your windows, do they have quick release devices on the inside so that you can release them and get out that window? Workshops, storage areas, the outdoors, even basements. Are there flammable liquids stored safely? Never use or bring gasoline inside. Store gas in an outside shed or detached garage, and in small quantities in safety cans, labeled that they've got gas in them. Always store paint and other flammable liquids in their original labeled containers with tight-fitting lids. Use and store flammable liquids far away from any appliance, heater, pilot light, or other sources of heat or flame. Any firefighters got a story where they went to a house where it was wintertime and somebody decided to use a little gasoline to clean an oily, grimy motor part. And they also had a gas or kerosene heater working in the shop. And they stepped to the kitchen to get something to drink, and boom. Now, if your fuses and circuit breakers, are they the right size? Never replace a fuse or a circuit breaker with one that exceeds the circuit's amp rating, and never replace a fuse with a penny or some other conductive material. Outdoor receptacles should be waterproof, weatherproof, and protected with a ground fault device. And do you have working portable fire extinguishers? And do you know how to use those extinguishers? At least take a look at the label and understand the instructions. Pull the pin, aim at the base of the fire, and sweep left and right as you walk toward the fire. If you decide to try and put out a fire in your kitchen and you can't get it put out in the time that you can hold your breath, that's when you need to get out, go next door and call the local fire department. One other thing for our police and fire and EMS friends, to help them, let's make a pledge that you're going to get out and properly mark your mailbox on both sides with large reflective numbers, your street address. If you live in town, post it on your front door or to the right of the door. Those nice script numbers, they look real pretty when you're at the hardware store, but when we're at the street trying to read the numbers on your house,
and your life's in jeopardy,
we can't read those numbers. If you've ever heard somebody say, well, I called for the ambulance, or I thought somebody was outside and I called the police and they went right past my house and had to turn around, well, is it because from the direction they were coming, you didn't have numbers on your mailbox? Well, no. The mailman comes from the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you never know which direction we're going to come from in the ambulance or the police or the fire truck. So we need to have those nice big 4-inch reflective letters and or numbers on both sides of the mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you live in town or your house is close to the road, we'd like you to put those 4-inch reflective numbers on the front door, maybe at the base of the storm door, so that we can see them if we shine a spotlight up on your house.
Right.
So that'll help us in emergency service do our job.
Absolutely. Those are some really good tips. I hope everybody was listening closely. And guys, if you didn't get it all, remember we're going to be replaying at 6 o'clock p.m. this evening on 101.5. And even especially if you have family members or friends that you think, well, everybody needs this information. So encourage them to step in and listen tonight at, on 101.5 at 6 o'clock p.m. Al, thank you
for
coming
this
morning. And I've got James Allen King coming in to join me this morning. And we'll go to a quick break, and then he'll be sitting here with me to talk about some things they got going on.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I
want to
be a football stadium.
I
want to
be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. I've got James Allen King with the East 52 Fire Department. I want to welcome you to the Clay County Corner, and thank you for coming in. I know you're working, and we're never sure if he's going to be able to make it, because if he gets called out, called on a run, then he's got to go. And he may not be here the whole show this morning or for his duration. But I want to thank you, James, for stopping by, and I know you've got something going on this weekend. Tell us about it.
I want to say thanks for having me. This weekend we're doing an open house at the fire hall, opening the doors, opening all the equipment up, inviting the public to come check it out, offering free food.
Free food?
First come, first serve, free food till we run out. That's the best we can do on that one, I guess you would say, but we're serving brats and hot dogs, chips and drinks to everybody that comes in, as long as we've got supplies left, you know.
Absolutely.
And just open it up to the public. Let the community come see the department, see what we're about.
Okay. How about maybe a GPS address for people that aren't really sure where you are located? Do you have a street like location, or just tell us where you are?
Street address, 4626.
I see you're distracted right now because he's hearing that ambulance, and we got a siren going on in the background, and he's thinking, uh-oh, I got to go.
Our physical address is 4626 Livingston Highway, Salina, Tennessee. If anybody knows where Horse Creek Dock is, we're next to the boat storage at the top of Horse Creek Hill.
Okay.
That's where we're located.
Mm. There's more sirens going on. He may have to run here in a minute. Now, you did say, too, that you're going to have equipment available for viewing, and
yes.
And is it going to be kind of touchy-feely? I know the kids, when we had the rescue tribute, they got to get up in the seats and stuff.
Yep, all the kids are welcome. We're going to have some suckers and candy and stuff to give away.
Uh-oh.
To the kids. We'll let them play with equipment, play with gear. Maybe spray some water if it's weather fit.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe it will be. It's turned out nice in the afternoons and evenings for the last several days. So maybe it will be nice. And that's November the 1st.
Yep, this Saturday.
This Saturday. 2 o'clock.
Food, first come, first serve, free basis.
Cool deal. James, I just have to say your department is to be commended. You know, you and your department for going above the bar to generate funding for your operation. I know that it's limited funding that, you know, there's a budget to work with, and limited funding goes to all of the fire departments, but y'all have just really stepped over, you know, and worked hard at getting more funds to keep operations improving, not just running, but really improving. So good job.
No, I say thank you. You know, I have to commend all my guys and say thanks to them. Mm-hmm. Do that for them, you know. They've stepped up to the plate and stepped over the plate, you know.
Yeah.
To help with it, you know. And it isn't public yet. Josh Sellers Winery, we won $10,000 from them recently. We haven't got the check yet. So it hasn't been announced yet.
Yeah. That's what I wanted you to do. Tell us some of the things that you've been doing. And the Brats was one thing.
Yeah, the Brats was from Johnsonville. We won $1,000 from them. Of course, mm-hmm. Anybody that was on the Squire that night got a free food.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
Ceremony. And then this is some of the leftover Brats that didn't get cooked that night. So we decided to get rid of them.
Good.
Give them away.
I'm sure a lot of people will be happy to help you in that endeavor.
I'm sure they will.
They were delicious, I have to say.
And, yeah, we kind of think outside the box, you know. That $1,000 is a big help.
Yeah.
Not this $10,000 will be an even bigger help.
Wow, you know, it will be. It will be a big, big, big help. And I know that y'all, actually in the papers this week, there was mention about the live burn training that you went through recently.
Yeah, there was, I think, 7 from our department completed the, it's 80 hours total, 64-hour mm-hmm. classroom, and then 22 hours of live burn. Completed that. Now they can actually... They're trained to go inside a house, inside a burning house, I guess mm-hmm. you would say. They're certified to do that. And then they'll take the firefighter one test here.
Very good. Very good.
I've got two more that's got a complete live burn. I got one in class right now, and we've got, when Kyle gets back, he gets to go to the academy and finish his part of it.
Yeah, well, that's what I mentioned earlier, a welcome home to a couple of our military who have gotten back in August and September, and I wanted to bring that up. I was talking to him just the other day, and he's coming home very soon, too. So
yeah.
I know y'all are going to be glad to have him back, and his wife, Cassie, is going to be happy to have him back. So we're going to welcome him pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty soon, probably a month or so.
Is there anything additionally that you'd like to share that's going on, or are we pretty well covered? You're looking pretty antsy here right now. You're kind of squirming around in your seat, and I know those sirens that we heard just a little while ago are probably...
We have nothing going on until the first year, of course. You know, we'll just do in-house training and stuff. But
until
after the first year, Christmas dies down, all the holidays get over with, you know, we'll kind of go on the back seat, I guess you would say, until the first year.
And hopefully the ambulance service won't have to be called out on... hopefully we won't have very many firefighter calls. For house fires, which I'm sure there'll be some that you'll have to be called to, and then again when you've got that other hat on and working for the ambulance, hopefully we won't have any injury related fires.
You know, it's getting the fire season.
Yeah.
You know, winter's coming on, heaters start getting fired up.
Right, and you know, people don't get their kerosene heaters and their freestanding heaters checked before they start operating on them again.
Right.
In the winter.
And wood stoves too, you know.
Yeah, wood stoves too. You know, there's so much that you just don't think of. You think you have plenty of time, and then boom, it happens.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much. I know.
Thanks for having me.
I know you're ready to head over and see what's going on, and I appreciate you coming. And please don't hesitate to let me know when something's going on, and we'll get you on here so you can share it.
Oh, maybe
with
you
want everybody.
To see it for a little while.
Well, I enjoy when you come. Thanks again, James, and we will take a quick break, and then I'll be back with Dr. Doug Young.
Thank you
very much.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored, but this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
I'm Deidre Hall with a message about your eye health. My mother had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, which means my family members are at greater risk.
I'm Dr. Sada of Doheny UCLA. AMD is the most common cause of severe, irreversible vision loss in older adults. If a healthcare professional suspects AMD, a retina specialist can confirm the diagnosis and work with you on a treatment plan.
Routine eye care can help maintain your vision. Visit GetEyeSmart.org for more information.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner segment of today's broadcast. You're listening to WVFB Kicks Country 101.5 FM. Dr. Doug Young is here with me now. Welcome to the Clay County Corner, Dr. Young.
Good to be back.
Hey, before we get started, I want to mention a couple of things that, you know, you and I are really big on stuff that's going on in Clay County. And I do want to mention just a couple of things that are coming up, just to get it in everybody's minds. We'll announce it again, I'm sure, next Thursday, too. But next Friday, not tomorrow, but next Friday on the 7th, we're all very conscious of recognizing and honoring our Clay County veterans and all veterans, all military service. But next Friday on the 7th, the Bank of Salina would like to honor all veterans and their spouses with their 13th annual Veterans Breakfast. That's from 7 until 10 a.m. that morning at the building behind the Salina Church of Christ, otherwise known as Bob, the Bob Building. Please RSVP to either Anita or Linda at the Bank of Salina, and that number is 931 243-3161 if you plan to attend, so they can plan for plenty of food. They want to make sure they've got plenty of food. And remember, that's for all veterans and their spouses. And also, on November the 8th, that's on Saturday, the Macon Bank and Trust is asking all veterans to join them as they honor and thank you for your service to our country at their annual Veterans Day breakfast. This will be from 8:30 a.m. until 10 o'clock a.m. at the Clay County High School. Please make a reservation, again, for yourself and your spouse. They want to make sure that they've got plenty of food. You can make that reservation by calling Joy Corley at 931-243-3124. And they've had this posted, both banks have had it posted for several weeks, and I think today may be the deadline just to please let them know that you're coming so that they can plan appropriately to have enough food and make sure that they're going to be ready for you. So you veterans out there, pick that phone up and go to those breakfasts. It's a really nice event that they have for you all. Okay, Dr. Young, there's another event, and I don't have a whole lot of information on it. I'm hoping maybe you can help me out here. We've got on November the 8th also, it's a Relay for Life event, or fundraiser. It's called Clay County in Concert. What do you know about that?
I know that they were planning one, and I think they're going to have music and all that from Clay Countyans.
Cool.
Bringing somebody in, and I'm sure you'll find the Pea Ridge Gals and
absolutely
and Greg Ogletree and all these guys that can make music. That excludes me and you.
That does. I can clap, and I can sure enjoy it because you can't beat our Clay County people as music
good.
Entertainers, singers.
I've always been envious of these guys
absolutely.
Who can pick up a guitar and play.
I don't know what was in the water in Pea Ridge, but there's something up there because they produce some of the best talent out of that area. So you guys, you've sure got you cabbaged on that.
I think Big Brother teaches Little Brother how to play.
That's probably true. And I know that Tara Ashlock is very involved. I've not got her last name here, and I call everybody by their given names, so forgive me. But Tara at the Express Pharmacy, if you want to have more information about it, or if you want to maybe sing. I'm not sure if she's got everything lined up or not yet, but I'm sure she probably does have a really good grasp of it all. But you can call 931-243-3784 for more information. And I believe, is that where they've got the tickets available too?
That's where the tickets are available.
Okay. And they're like $3. Yeah, $3 a person. And then kids, of course, under two, there's no charge for them, and then they're going to have plenty of food. And
it's going for such a good cause. The Relay for Life program with the American Cancer Society, it provides funding for research. There's not a family that I know of that hasn't been touched by
cancer. Absolutely.
And the more money we can get out there, the more solutions we can find.
Right. That's so true. And there's also the annual Christmas Bazaar is coming up on the 17th, and or maybe it's the 15th of November. I got called in kind of last minute, and I've not got my dates down firm, but it's going to be at the community center, the government complex, and that's always a big deal. You can get a lot of homemade or handmade items down there. I do know that you can call the county mayor's office.
Right.
And ask for Lisa Thompson for more information, or maybe to get a booth or whatever. But that's a really fun thing too. And then what is the mistletoe craft
market.
Is December the 6th, and that's going to be here
right.
at the historical Clay County Courthouse. They take the rooms and the hallways and and divide those up with booths. And,
do you know when the Christmas parade's going to be?
You know, I'm thinking it's going to be the same time as the Mistletoe Craft Market.
I thought so.
And we just got to make sure of the dates exactly. I think that'll probably be the December the 6th. But we'll follow up on that some more. And then I think Thomas is planning the O. Henry Christmas play also. Last year we had plays in the old courthouse. And this is going to be a new play this year. It's called O. Henry Christmas. And it will be on both two nights, two Saturdays in a row, December the 6th and the 13th. So be sure to get your tickets. They're going to be on sale, if not already, very, very soon. And you need to be sure and get tickets because that's always a fun, fun evening. The best thing is to get out and come and eat locally at some of our really good restaurants in town and then go to the play.
Isn't it great that we have so much stuff going on, Susan?
It is.
And,
wonderful.
And at the same time, I keep having people tell me, well, there's nothing to do. And so
I know.
Like, seem like every weekend we have some kind of event going on, and they're all fun. I guess I'm too lazy to get up out of my recliner sometimes and come out and do some of these things.
Right. And what did we just have this last weekend? The trick-or-treat on the square.
Yeah. I understand that was a very successful program.
Absolutely. Lots of pictures. And it was a perfect, perfect evening.
And isn't it great that the merchants are getting together and doing something like that?
It absolutely is.
They've got some good leadership there. And
Kathy's got them going.
She's got them going. And it's just great that we've got some things like that going on in Salina.
Absolutely. And we're wanting to talk, too, about the grants that are available to our community organizations through 3-Star.
We still have several grants left. If you have an organization or if you want to organize a group to do something or if you want to resurrect an organization that we used to have and get it up and running again, this grant is to help you promote it, help you get it up and running, to advertise, to get your get a group of people together and make some things happen so we can have more events coming up in Clay County, Susan.
Absolutely.
We've been able to make grants to several organizations already, and we have some that have told me that they're going to get an application in eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But these are $500 grants, and again, it's for promotion, and promotion can be pretty broad.
Mm-hmm.
It can be promotional materials or activities, and I think that we need to get some folks cranked up and doing that. Then we've got another grant coming down the pike that's going to be interesting. You know, just a few years ago, we got a $15,000 grant to do some work on the facade of the downtown businesses. And those businesses just went way beyond the $15,000. I suspect there's more than $100,000 spent on that.
Yeah.
And they've really got our downtown looking pretty good now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be a $25,000 grant. We don't know yet exactly how the money can be spent. We'll find out on November the 12th, I think it is, how that money can be spent. And then we'll get out to the merchants and try to get them the word on what they've got to do to be able to access that money. And we've got some great news there. The Ogletree boys have, they're boys to me.
All right. Grown men with families.
Yes. They bought the old building at the four-way stop, and for the last couple of days I've seen a big dumpster out there. And
Lots of action going on there right now.
It's full, and a lot of action going on there, and maybe in the not-too-distant future, we'll see some businesses there. I know my dad had his barber shop there one time. Freeman Swan was in there. Earl had a restaurant there. Versie Burks had a restaurant there. Mr. B had a restaurant there. Toot Stone had a restaurant there. Mr. Clyde had a flower shop there. You know, they had all these businesses right in that small area.
Exactly.
And they found parking back in those days, so I have a feeling that we can work the parking situation out. But we're looking forward to seeing that building salvaged instead of just torn down and have another blank spot.
Right, right. And parking, you know, we just have to learn how to parallel park. It's simple.
Now, you know, You can remember, you're not as young as you used to be, Susan.
No, I'm not.
You can remember when we had parking meters.
Yes, I can.
And somebody asked me not long ago, why in the world did Salina have parking meters? Well, we had that much business downtown.
We did.
And that's the way you found parking. You couldn't just come and park all day long.
Right, and stay the whole day.
You'd have to go about every 30 minutes and put another penny in.
That's
the parking
meter not much.
Didn't use much money. And didn't collect much money, but it was the idea of creating downtown parking. We have a couple more events coming up that we'd like to get out there, too. If you're a contractor or a real estate person or a developer or a building supply person or anything to do with building houses or renovating houses, we've got an event at 1 p.m. on November the 5th at the Chamber of Commerce. We've got some folks coming from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and they're going to talk about loans that they have so that our folks who are in that business will be aware of what they can do for the people in this community. There's some unbelievable loans. We were at a meeting and found out that there are loans that you can get for 40 years and no down payment.
Wow.
And you can get in a home. And we'd like to be able to see a good group of these guys that build houses to come out and learn how to access that money. Now, we've got another event coming up on November.
And that's November the 5th.
That's November the 5th,
right,
at 1 p.m. at the Chamber.
All righty.
Then a big event coming up on November the 18th. Now, right now, we've got that scheduled for the community center. And we've got TBA coming in doing what they call a planning charrette. Now, a planning charrette is a meeting where TBA will run the meeting and provide the mechanics of how to plan. And the whole community, we certainly can't get 8,000 people in that room, but we'd like to get a good representation
right.
of Clay County in that room to work with planning the future of Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we ought to be doing? Now, this is not a time to come and say, well, we need a theater and we need a bowling alley and we've got to be realistic with
right.
it. And I'd like to have those things, but we've got to be realistic with it. And the capital is not out there to do things like that. But there's a lot of things we can do in this community. And we've all got to pull together and maybe roll our sleeves up and do a little volunteer work, or maybe some people are out there interested in doing some entrepreneurial stuff, and maybe TBA can help us with finding the funding to do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if everybody come together and do some planning like that, we'll come up with a document. And we've done things like this before, and too often when these things are done, the planning ends up documented and sitting on a shelf somewhere together.
Right, right.
But this time we're going to try to make it work.
Good.
So let's try to get as many people to come out as we can representing everybody in Clay County and see if we can get some really good planning going there.
Mm-hmm. What time is that again on November the 15th?
That's going to be on November the 15th at 6. Oh, on November the 18th.
Oh, the 18th. I'm sorry.
At 6:30 in the evening.
6:30 in the evening. So that way, people that are working, I think maybe the one before, I'm not sure if it was during the day or in the evening or not, but
it was in the evening.
It was in the evening.
But that's
mm-hmm.
been what? That's been about 8 years ago.
At least.
And we'll just find out what we got to do. Then we got one other thing coming up, and the training is going to be on that same day. That just happened that way. We didn't plan it that way. But Tennessee Promise will be coming to town to train the mentors. If you'd be interested in helping the kids get ready for college or area vocational school and would like to become a mentor, call us down at the Chamber of Commerce and we'll show you how to do that. They recommend that each senior this year have a mentor, and the mentors could handle up to 5 students and kind of help them with the mechanics of how to register.
Mm-hmm. What to expect.
Yeah. One thing that would be real helpful, if we had some folks who had been to the Tennessee College of Applied Technology, used to be the Area Vocational School in Livingston, and then the the technical whatever.
Tennessee Technology Center.
Yeah. But if you've been through that program and would like to become a mentor, that'd be real handy, because with the Tennessee Promise program, these kids are going to be tuition free to go to a community college or to an area vocational school.
Right.
And
that is huge.
That is huge.
It's absolutely one of the best. I think it's one of the best things for those, for all graduating seniors, to have the opportunity to continue their education.
Well, it
we just need support, a lot of support for those kids.
At many meetings we go to, we find that we don't have a well-trained workforce in Tennessee. They keep working that angle. And the governor's mission is to make sure that everybody has some training beyond high school.
Right.
And that could be the air vocational school or community. But that could certainly be a boon for us. So if you're interested at all, just give us a call down at the chamber, 243-3338, and we'll assist you in getting signed up to become a mentor.
That would be a wonderful thing to do. And people, don't think you can't do it. And don't think you don't have time. It's not going to be a long period of time. Be available by phone, you know, sit down with them a couple of times a year, and that's it.
I think that's what they say, is about two times a year.
Yeah.
And then if a kid has a problem, he's got somebody to call.
Right. And, you know, you can send cards and letters of encouragement.
Yes.
Just little things, little notes to say you're doing good.
You're pretty good at sending cards and letters.
Cards and letters. I am pretty good at that right now. To soldiers, anyway, the military. Let me quickly give the birthday announcements. I didn't have a whole lot called in this week, and I had one that's called in actually for tomorrow. So we're going to have that one on for next week. But I want to give a happy birthday to Bill Smith from Lillian White, birthday on the 14th or the 24th for Bill Smith. And then another happy birthday on the 25th for Carly Wells. And also happy birthday on the 30th, which is today, for Bobby Joe Davis. Happy birthday, all of you guys. And Dr. Young, if you would, pick one of those and names, and we will draw one out of the hat, please. And we will announce our birthday, our Salina Dairy Queen cake birthday cake winner. And it goes to Bobby Joe Davis. So, Bobby Joe, you can pick your certificate up at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce by 10:30 this morning, and then you can go to the Salina Dairy Queen and pick your birthday cake up. We've had a really good show today, and I want to say thank you to everybody for listening in. Be sure to tune in this evening. Tell your friends and family, especially the fire safety tips. That's important information to know, and all that's going on in the community. And don't forget November the 1st, we've got the open house at East 52. And is there anything else we can say pretty quickly?
How much time we got? 1 minute?
Maybe 1 minute.
Okay. One thing I didn't mention, the state now requires every county to have an audit committee. We have an audit committee in Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
The audit committee is myself, Anna Ruth Locke, and Ferris Wright. And the purpose of that committee is to make sure that we're spending our money correctly and all that. If anybody knows of any way that the government's not spending money correctly, if you contact one of us, it's our responsibility to look into it. At another time on a radio show, Susan, we'll talk at length about that.
Okay, good
deal.
We're
just getting organized with that program, but the state
sounds
is requiring
good.
That.
Accountability is important. And, I guess now I'll have Mr. Randy hollering at me, so I guess it's time for me to say this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country 101.5 WVFB, wishing everyone a beautiful and productive day. Always keep our military in your prayers. Tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m., and I am signing off from the Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.